Hi there, I'm here with Barbara, and we're talking about the Soul Sanctuary Retreat that we're just wrapping up after 5 days of wonderful experiences. And Barbara, I wanted to ask you, first of all, what was it that made you decide, yes, I'm going to do this?
I needed this year to kind of work on myself, do some introspection, look inside, kind of clean some things up, release some fear, make some changes in my life, work on some interpersonal relationships, and that's really what I needed to do. And so the curriculum really kind of spoke to me that this was something that was going to help me.
I hear that over and over, that when you very first heard about it, that it spoke as if it was speaking directly to you. And who are you? Who is the person that you feel within you that it spoke directly to?
I'm outwardly this very strong, capable woman who is very confident and does quite a bit. But I have those moments inwardly that I let fear stop me from making changes that I need to make or stepping out of my box and doing things that are a little bit uncomfortable. And so I wanted to kind of, some of that's blocking me from moving forward in my life right now. So I needed to kind of unblock those things and move forward.
Would you say making the connection with some other women in the same place would have been important to you?
Absolutely. Actually, that was one of the things I needed, was some interpersonal connections that are very intimate and close. I'm kind of missing that a little bit in my life right now. And so it's really great to get here and find this space that was open and calm, and everybody was sharing in as the week went on, even more so. And there's a lot of similarities that we found. A lot of us are working on the same issues. So no matter what point you're at in your life, the problems are the same.
Oh, I think that's really insightful. So Deborah Lynn Dean was the facilitator of this retreat, Soul Sanctuary Spring Equinox 2016, and she put together a wonderful range of curriculum. What stood out to you as being the most transformative for you personally?
I think that there were a lot of things that were very transformative. First of all, the communication, the camaraderie with the group, and the Soul Collage cards really make you look at yourself and see things, aspects within your personality that you have maybe that you don't express enough. And so the intuitive nature of sort of just kind of letting the images look at you and speak to you and building cards from that really bring out something important that was needed. And I think the cards themselves is what really kind of helped me. The cards that came out of me this trip that I didn't expect to have them come out. And
so you had a couple of surprises.
I did have a few surprises. Yeah, I did have a few surprises in there.
Well, one of the things that we did that I really enjoyed was taking some pictures of each of you, kind of portraying a certain archetype. And I felt like we, you know, started with a blank slate and just kind of let it grow in to what it needed to be. And yours turned out to be the warrior. Were you surprised about that?
A little bit. I was surprised, not in the fact that the warrior, especially the image that I chose, which is this beautiful African woman in gold headdress and gold clothing with the sun shining through her, so she just gleams and shines, and she's strong and positive. The strength is in me, but maybe the battle is not always in me. I tend to shy away from that, and it's, I think, one of the things that I need to kind of boldly go out there, and I don't always be as bold as I need to be.
Did you think your picture turned out well?
I think my picture is amazing. I think it's absolutely amazing. I think it brings a lot of both strength and sensuality that I don't usually portray.
I know. I'll just share a little aside with our listeners that I was looking at those pictures on my camera while we were out shopping in the village yesterday here in this beautiful location in Huatulco, Mexico, and several of the guys kind of saw the pictures, and they called you a princess. Did that make you feel good?
It did. That was really nice to have the attention brought out and the acknowledgement, because they had no idea what they were looking at, and obviously I wasn't as dressed up and made up, so they didn't know it was me at first.
Right, you did look amazing. so. Did you appreciate and enjoy the location that we chose for the retreat?
The location, I think, is perfect. It's absolutely beautiful. It's peaceful. It's serene. It's isolated, which I think helped a lot, because even though there was plenty of room for everybody to go nap or go to their room and read or go to the pool, there weren't any distractions. Nobody was going into the town or village to do something on their own. We kind of all did our thing here, and I think it helped with the mood and the atmosphere and the camaraderie of just not having other people in this space, that everybody had the same mindset the whole time.
So we created a true retreat, mental and emotional.
Absolutely.
So with that said, would you recommend Joyful Journeys retreats?
Absolutely. I think it's peaceful, it's relaxing, it's very insightful, and I think you'll learn an awful lot about yourself.
Thank you so much.